figure comes from the head of all armies and comes there. It is so powerful. That is why Vaishnava, all the Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in separation, in so much pain, in so much burning senses, yet they realize wonderful, undescribable mind. That is why it has been called by Virahotsava. Utsava means
festival.
There is not festival, but yet in Vaishnava. They know that God cannot die. Aradha cannot die. My Guru cannot die. Any realized Vaishnava cannot die. So they are out of date. But yet, in all kinds of sorrows and suffering, all kinds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was told by Raravan that among all kinds of dukkha,
misery.
What misery is topmost? Vaishnava. It is so high. But even in separation, any pure and sincere devotee can remember all the qualities in the person for whom this separation mahotsav is going on. He remembers. And he tries to take all his good things in his life, in his back. If he is doing so, then it is called Virah Mahotsav. Otherwise, not Alu Puri and Rasagulla taking is Virah Mahotsav. Understand what?
Yes.
What I do?
You said that
only the gulla giving and taking and testing is not pure. If one day like this. So this separation is very highest thing. Especially at the chanting and remembering of Krishna and Krishna name, if anyone is not feeling separation, that his bhajan actually is not bhajan. Oh, where you are? Oh, Krishna, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come. Oh, Krishna, where you are? Without you, my heart is
breaking.
I cannot be a sufficient. And sometimes he's rolling down on the earth, sometimes weeping so much, sometimes laughing, running here and there. Oh, Krishna, where I will find you? Then it is actually bhajan. There is so much difference between sadhana and bhajan. Sadhana is doing, but not realizing. And in bhajan, he will realize all these things. Separation is all. I have been separated from Krishna. How I am serving? When I will see Srimati Radhika, these things. So, at the time of doing bhajan, you should feel this separation, and if you are not feeling separation, then it is not so high class of bhajan. Nowadays, we are so much misguided in bhajan. Only to criticize, only to control is bhajan. But actually, it is so far away from bhajan. We should not have any time to criticize anyone. Always chanting, remembering, glorifying Vaishnava, Krishna Arathati. This is called bhajan. Any pure Vaishnava, one of our Vaishnava has no time at a single moment to criticize anyone. Always chanting, remembering, weeping bitterly, nayanam galadashudharaya, vadanam gadagata ruddhaya vira. Pulukan Nishitan Babu Kadatavanam Krishna. O Krishna, Oh dear Krishna, when a day will come that I will chant you, I remember you, and I will chant Hare Krishna and tearful. Always. Continuous. My heart will be then melted. I cannot utter. I will not be able to utter. Just Jagannath. Then what will be done? Jaja Baba. Then it will become. I will fall flat on the earth, I will rolling down here, sometimes flopping and sometimes tears in eyes. Evam pratasva priyanam kritya. Jatan rago ditukit uchyai hasaptatho rojati rauti. Gayati unumadayati lokavahyah. This class of devotees, it has been told in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that the symptoms of pure Vaishnava. What is that? Evam vrata. In this way, it is the vrata of all the devotees, pure devotees. Vrata means?
Wow.
All the devotees. Evam vrata. Svapriya nama kritya. Svapriya nama kritya means singing the glories and name of the Krishna. Which delight. What? Radha Kanta. Radha Madan Mohan. Radha Govinda. These names. Highest names of Krishna. These names. They can be heard. You know the slope? O Krishna ka pranam mantra.
Hey
Krishna Karuna Sindhu. He told Karuna Sindhu, that ocean of mercy. But he was not satisfied. Then what he told?
Dina
Bandho. Dina Bandho means? Dina Bandho. He had not satisfied. His heart was not satisfied. Then he told in Bandhu, Jagat Pate. Jagat Pate, Jagannath, Jagannath. But yet he was not satisfied. Then he told
Gopis.
He went to Braja and saw that Krishna is somewhere friend, somewhere like son, sometimes like beloved, playing everywhere with gopis, with Anand Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Dam, Sridam, Sudam, Vasudam, and controlled by gopis, especially with Radhika. Radhika controlled. Then, yet he was not satisfied and he went upside. What? Gopika Kanta. Gopika Kanta. Still he was not satisfied. Then he told Radha Kanta. This is the highest name. Radha Kanta. Radha Madan Mohan. Radha Pallava. Radha Damodar. Radha all this. Why Radha Damodar? There are two Damodars. One is Yashoda Damodar. In boyhood, she tightened him. And he was weeping. And he was controlled by Yashoda. But Radha Damodar, more highest devotion and thought. What was that? Sri Krishna disappeared in Ras. And all gopis were
searching
him, but actually he was searching Srimati Radhika. Oh, Krishna. And he met Radhika, and he was dressing and decorating Radhika. But all were searching only Krishna. They had no idea of Radhika that she has also there. She is there. And here, Krishna was begging pardon of Srimati Radhika. He wanted mercy of Srimati Radhika. Here is it bad thing, controlled by Srimati Radhika. All world is controlled by Krishna, charmed by Krishna. But Krishna is charmed by, we will come in this subject, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, in fourth, Adi fourth. So, they will chant, Radha Kanta. Evam Pratasa Priya Nama Krishya Jata Nurago, this is such story. Chanting these names, Srimati Radhika and Krishna appeared in his heart, in that devotee. And he was, his heart was melted. It was choked, words were choked. And then, sometimes, no sense of his body. Where he is going, he does that. Chanting sometimes, loudly sometimes, weeping sometimes, rolling down on the earth. This is the symptom of Jogu Vishnu. Srimad Bhagavatam. These kinds of Jogu devotees are Rasik and Bhavu. They can realize something of Krishna Lila, the glory of Srimati Radhika and Gopis and Krishna. Krishna wanted to give a sprinkle, a very little
drop,
not drop, only sprinkle some
atom.
That is why he came in this world. And get it sprinkled on even them who are not pure devotees. This is the specialty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other sects, in Krishna and Ram sects, he cut the heads of lakhs and lakhs persons who were against. But in this Lila, what he did? Miracle. Never cut down any head. He went in their heart and they changed their heart very fast. Those who were not qualified, he gave qualification and gave what? That pleasure thing. This is the specialty of Sri Chaitanya. That is how he, why he came. In this connection, in Chaitanya Chaitamritam, I will tell some. I will explain some payash. Payash means? Very little. Then I want to tell you about this sadhana. If object is finalized, we should have a final
destination
or goal of our life and bhajan, then what kind of sadhan bhajan we can adopt. If I want water, I should not go towards fire. If you go towards fire, you will never in desert, you know, barren land, no water there, you will not have. You will have to go to any river, any pond. If you are feeling so much cold, then you should try to go to fire. Or in the heat of sun, then you will be satisfied. Otherwise, no. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Goswami has finalized the goal of life or sadhana. And then what kind of sadhana bhajan we should adopt, it will be told. Then he will tell in Sanatana Upakhyan, Sanatana Siksha, Srila Rupa Goswami Siksha, and in the dialect between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda. Then we can interest, sadhana bhajan. And gradually then, sraddha, adau sraddha, tata sadhu sangha, tata bhajan kriya, tato anartha nivritti syat, tato nittha ruchis, tata satha sakti prema bhudan nitya. This is the gradually development of one. And really then anyone can realize these things and they can have a real mood that is a rati, and after that they can have things. Otherwise they have. If a man not adopting all these things, policy. Duplicity, politics, hypocrisy, doing all that, and also engaged in requirement and of world, that is 3M or 3W.
Wealth, women, and wife.
Then how he can realize all these things? So we should try to give up all these things and try to realize all these things. Beginning from sadhu sangha, second class of sadhu sangha, then hari katha, then taking gurudev, accepting gurudev, and vishambhena gurau seva. What is the meaning of vishambhena guru seva?
Intimate service of
intimate service of Gurudev. Like bosom friend. But you should know that in Archan Marg we should not do. But we should know the inner motive of our Gurudev and try to fulfill it. This is the high class of service. And then hearing, serving him. Then all kinds of anartha, aparad, even namabhas will go away. And then suddhanam will come. And it will dance on your tongue, and it will make dance your heart. Also Krishna dancing, and with his all associates here. Whole world will dance then. So this is the karma vikas
process.
Entering in bhakti realm. First we should try to follow the principles of saranagati. Told in Gita, sarvadharmana parityajya mamekam saranam vraja aham svam sarva papyabhyo moksha isyami masucha. And this is not bhakti. Actually not. But it is the outdoor of bhakti. If you follow these things, then we can really enter in. And after that, so many things are there to follow. So many things. In a day too, we can attain it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all these things. And so many years, about 18 years, in Puri, here and there, about 48 years continuously giving all these things. And then he disappears. So we should try to follow all these things. Not to waste our time in anything other than Krishna Bhakti.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशनाकुल चक्षुर्मिलितं श्रीगुरवे वंशाकौस्तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंहभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यः वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम्णा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै च कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय
What is the time now?
5 to 7.
5?
10 past 7.
Kitna? 7:10. कितना मिनट हो गया?
15 minutes,
I spoke?
Yeah, about 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yesterday. I explained about the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita that to preach Nam Sankirtan, to establish Yuga Dharma. If Yuga Dharma is preaching, establishing Nam Sankirtan in Kali Yuga. It is not first cause,
prominent cause, primary cause,
but it was second. And Advaita have done it easily. It was really the work of to establish Yudhan. It's the duty of
Mahavishnu.
The duty of Krishna is not to establish Yudhan, to fight wars and to
kill demons
and all. When Krishna appeared in this world, Mahavishnu, Narayan, Ram, Nisimha, Kalki, Vaman, all were in Krishna. And they were doing their separate duties, but it was seen by general persons that Krishna is doing all. But what Krishna was doing? Himself. He was testing the prema rasa nirjas of Vraja, of gopis, of friends, of father, mother, all of that. It was his own duty. And to kill demons, putana, agasur, and to give liberation to them, fighting in Mahabharata, killing so many demons, also helping Arjun and Bhim in killing all demons. Who was doing this? Mahavishnu, not Krishna. But those who have no eyes, tatpajnan, they cannot realize. So, oh, Krishna, Krishna has done. There is some difference in Rasi Krishna, that is Nandananda, Yashoda Nanda, and Devaki Nanda. Though by tatpa they are one, but by rasa, by the angle, the vision of a rush, Krishna is supreme. He is not Devakinanda, but he still is Devakinanda. So, here he is telling that Nam Sankirtan, preaching of Nam Sankirtan was Yuga Dharma, and actually it was the duty of Mahavishnu. So, once I told in Mathura, at the time of Sannyas day of Swami, I told them that those who are doing the duty of only preaching name, it is the duty of only Mahavishnu. So our acharyas, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the Goswamis, after that Krishna Das Goswami, and after that Narottam Thakur and others, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Swamiji, they have not come to this world, descended to this world, only to preach name Sankirtan. It is the duty of Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. real thing, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhittam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale, Srimad Rupam, Kahya Dadas, like this. Rupa Goswami actually fulfilled the inner desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How? By letting Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. If he had done only Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, he could not have fulfilled the manifest of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who did it by? Ujjwal Nilmani, Siddhartha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, and by Padyavali and all other books. Otherwise, whole world would have been deprived of this Krishna Prem, Supreme Krishna. They would not know that who was Srimati Radhika, Ladini Shakti Mahabhava Swarupa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahabhava Rasa Raj Swarupa. Anyone has known. What is Vrindavan? What is conjugal love? All would have been deprived. But they have written and given. So, hearing this, all ISKCON leaders become upset. Or he is doing new thing. And he is separate preaching from Swamiji. I told that Swamiji has never come for only these things. He was in the line of Rupa Goswami. He preached, but also he wanted to give this high class of prem in the whole world. He was in that line. He was not only line of love. They could not realize this. One day, when they will be so fortunate, they will realize this. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come. But he has done, who done deity? Vishnu, Mahavishnu in his form was there. He did it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did? Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kirtrisho. He preached also name. But that name was full of Krishna Prem. In Nam Sankirtana Padvaita Chat, there was not so much Krishna Prem. Only salvation was there, mukti was there, suffering and sorrow was only by that Nam Krishna. But not that anyone can realize highest type of Nama Prema Mala Gati Parala Savali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave what kind of name? Full of ocean of rush in each name of Hare Krishna. Ha, in this letter of endless death of Vajra. In all letters, what to tell in words? So, we know that these were discussed among in Gambhira with Rayaramananda or Sutta. How in Namastha, Sikshastra, Cheto Darparam Arjanam Bhavamaha Sindhavagni Nirvasa. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarnam Vidya Vadhu Jeevanam Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Patipadam Purnam Sarvadam Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna. But how prema will come? Advaita Acharya cannot do. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rayaramananda or Sarva Damodar, both, Kirupalaile Nam Premupaja. In what way we will take the name? We will do Sankirtan that Krishna Prem, Prishna Prem will come in our heart. How? Yunadapi Sunechena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. How? They used to sing who? Sattamata. Raramana. Taking slokas and pada from Krishna Karnamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chandidas, Vidyapati, Brahma Sanskrita. Venu Kvadantamari Bandadalaya Yataksham Varahavatantam Asutam Buddha. Sarvakotikamaniya Vishesha Sobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham. Like this, Swamiji used to sing this in pathetic tone, waiting. So we should realize all these things. We have come for these things, not to, for party making. Oh, this is our party, this is another party, this is that party. Yes. We have come to help all in brotherhoodness, that we are all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. Those who are doing bhajan are not doing bhajan still. They are all servant of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. This is real. Even trees and creepers and animals also. So why should not be? Try to realize all these things. So, still now, they criticize me for this. That he tells like this. I am not telling. All our Shastra, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the books of Goswamis, all are telling like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Prem Ras Asadigo Vivida Prakar. Rag Marge Bhakti Bhakta Kari Kare Je Prakar Taha Sikhaigo Lila Acharana Dvare. 18 by Trishna Mor Nahira Puram. There are three ambitions of Krishna. To fulfill these things, he came to this world and he sprinkled to this world to all jivas. All the jivas at that time were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were certainly fortunate. Certainly, so much fortunate. We are also fortunate that we have come in that line. It is not so far away, only 500 years before. And we are so much fortunate that we are coming in that line and reading and hearing all these things. So what were three modes of Chaitanya, of Radhika, that Krishna wanted to test, and he could not test because he was Vishabhigra.
Object of love.
But not ashray of love. Who are ashray of love? Srimati Radhika, the topmost, but all the gopis, all the sakhas, father, mother, friends, and dasas. And among them, Srimati Radhika. We don't want Krishna. Never. You should not. But you should want to have Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem Prayojan. The devotion and love for Krishna is Prayojan. Prayojan means?
Goal.
Huh?
The ultimate goal. Highest goal.
And that is why he is telling here, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Aradhaya pranay mahima kidrisha. Vanei vasadho jenat bhutmaturima kidrito va madhiya. Sokhancha cha madan bhauta kidrito vettiluva. Tadbhavata smajani sati garvashin. You can read the explanation of this slok. Aradhaya pranay. Also Swamiji wanted to preach this. But at that time, there were some rare devotees like this who can realize all. That is why he had to cut so much jungle of Mayavad Sajya, Sakhi, Bhikkhu and all these things. What he wanted to be by translating these books.
Designed to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness that she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Satyadevi as the moon appears from the ocean.
In his purport?
He has left it for you, Guru.
Krishna has so much love for, affection for Srimati Radharani. And Radhika has also so much love and affection for Krishna. But in them, what was superior? Prominent. The love of Srimati Radhika for Krishna. Krishna never became mad for Radhika. Never. But Srimati Radhika always became more than mad. Why? Why it was so? Because Radhika has Mahabhava in her. Krishna has in her. So is ocean of rasa. But Srimati Radhika was embodiment of rasa. And Krishna wants to test it. If Radhika is not there, he cannot test. So Krishna has told, I am telling in brief, that Krishna is more beautiful. And he comes all. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjaraga Srikum Kumenu Daita Sana Manchiti Tattarsan Asmararu Jatunaru Sitena Lipyanta Anan Kuchaus Jamau Tadadim. Very high esteem. Even Pulindi, the girls of very low class of
Aboriginal.
In Govardhan Hills, not so much literate or high class of
education
or anything. Only taking some cow dung,
dry wood,
and anything in Govardhan Hills. They saw something in grass. What was that? There was some kumkum. What is kumkum? Kumkum is a cow, any kind of collar which gopis take in their breast and here and there. Anyhow, it came on the grass. How it came? By the feet of Krishna. So, it was on the grass. And the Pulindi Kanya, the daughters of Pulindi, being even jungali,
uncivilized.
They took that kumkum and rubbed in her whole body everywhere. And they became so fat. All their all kinds of evil went on, and Krishna Prem came. Srimati Radhika was watching and telling, oh, I want to be a daughter of Pulindi. I have no such Prem, love and affection for Krishna that they had. So I want to be a daughter of these uncivilized girls. So he wants that he should be. Sometimes he sees Srimati Radhika in forest, that deers are running towards Krishna. Female deer, having much more affection for Krishna, they hear the sound of Bansi running towards Krishna with so affection and love. They come as if they will take Krishna in their heart. And their husbands, Krishna-sar means having some lines of black lines in their body. Their husbands, oh, you can see Krishna as you like, not getting any
obstacles.
But gopis are thinking that how they are fortunate these, that husband is also helping them to see Krishna and to have love and affection. But our husband, if they will see and hear that we are going, then they will break our legs and they will take us out of
village.
Don't come, don't interrupt. They don't want. So I want to be a deer. If I will die, so this is the symptom of pure love, highest love. Even Srimati Radhika says like, Krishna Prem is so marvelous. So if there is no Prem, no love and affection, then even Krishna comes, then he will be like Kansa if he has no love and affection. And he will want to kill Krishna. All the demons like him. They met Krishna. Sent beautiful, very marvelous. Agasur, Bakasur. They heard this very fit tune of Bansi. Very wonderful Krishna. But yet they wanted to kill Krishna. Why? Because there is no Krishna thing. So Srimati Radhika is the embodiment of that thing. So how he tests my four kinds of madhuri. Madhuri means
sweetness.
But there's Vaini Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri,
Guru Madhuri.
These are not even in Narayana. These are also not in God because he has no sex at all. He has no hands, no mouth, no any quality. Also Khuda. No. But to tell in Brahma, never it can be. Because they are all three. Are powerless.
Shapeless.
Eh?
No quality.
No quality, nothing. They are like zero, cipher. So they are not that. Even Paramatma, they are no dear quality. Even Nisinga, Bhaman, Ram even, even Dwarkadesh, Mathuradesh, Krishna had known all these things. What to tell others? So Krishna wanted to test it. He thought that Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. He has all kinds of madhuri. But I see that Radhika is more sweet, more fragrant, more soft, more beautiful than me. She is my guru in prem. For devotion, Srimati Radhika is my guru, Gurudev. I have learned everything from her. I can learn. Whole world wants me and charmed by me. But I even am charmed by Srimati Radhika. I am beautiful, but Srimati Radhika is more beautiful. I have so many qualities. Radhika has more qualities. But one thing, anything in me, a special thing in me, that it makes all mad, even Srimati Radhika. What is that? I want to know. Understand this?
Yeah.
Anything in me, though Srimati Radhika is Guru, my Guru, in all things. But even I possess any special thing which is not anywhere. And that makes Srimati Radhika mad. Senseless and all this. What is that? Oh, I cannot realize without the mood of Radhika. Because Radhika has experience of all these things. So I will have to beg again Guru Srimati Radhika or any of his
sakhis.
Sakhis. That is why in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he went to
Rai
Ramananda in Godavari. And as a student, he asked everything. And then he saw and realized it. Then he returned to Gambhira with that Rai Ramananda also. And with them he realized. So what was that? Krishna Prem was in Srimati Radhika. He too. He borrowed it from Radhika. So this is supreme life of the goal. Highest level. So we should know, and then we should try how to achieve this height. We cannot have that Radhika mood, but a part, a un, but
atom.
Atom of it. We can be qualified to take that. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told it in, gave it in to all jivas. It is told in Anarpacharin Kirat Karmiyavadar Samarapaitum Unnapajalarasan Sabhakti Priyam. There is a very deep meaning here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste Unnat Ujjalaras of Srimati Radhika. It cannot be given to anyone. It cannot be manifested to anyone. Not given. Only Krishna can taste it. Then why? Unnatojjalarasam sabhakti sriyam has been told. Samarpayitum. What is the meaning of samarpayitum?
To give.
What thing? Unnatojjalarasam. Unnat Ujjalrasman, the mood of Srimati Radhika Mahabhav. And after that, Adirud, Madan, all these things. Madan is never, well, think, it is.